The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimetimeSports.com.
And welcome back. Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. And we're still talking baseball. We had Travis Moore just a minute ago. And Dean Darnell joins us of Laverne Baseball. And I thought it was interesting. We were talking off air about your busy Saturday schedule. And when did you get out to the field this morning?
I got out to the field somewhere around 7 o'clock, 7:30, somewhere in there.
And the temperature ranges from 35 degrees to about 70 by the time the day's over.
Started out in the coat, and about an hour later, stripped down to the sweatshirt, and then by the time I get back, I'll probably be in a t-shirt.
It's an interesting time of year, and the weather's been a little bit better, and been able to, in practice, I guess, it's kind of helpful that the weather's been warmer, although we've had quite a bit of rain.
You know, in January, and this has never happened, I've been coaching for 18 years, we threw outside with our pitchers in January 20 of 23 days. And I might coach for 50 more years and that never happened. It's just absolutely amazing, you know, that we were just able to get our pitchers outside on, you know, in the bullpen on the dirt. And hopefully it's going to pay off, you know, for having a warm winter, for, you know, just the acclimation of not throwing inside, then going outside. So,
they're looking for 30-degree weather in April, probably.
Right. Well, yeah. And we're probably going to get double-crossed here in March at some point.
We'll talk about, you've got a young baseball squad, and we were talking again off-air about the four scrimmages and that kind of thing, but it's really important for you guys to get as much work as you possibly can before actual games start, and it kind of hampers you a little bit, doesn't it?
It does. You know, if you've got 10 or 12 pitchers on a, you know, in your staff, which we do, and we're, you know, trying to kind of separate the, you know, the ones at the top and the ones from the bottom, and just getting them enough innings, and you know, being able to see that. And I mean, of course, we've inter-squatted, but you know, seeing other competition, I think, is kind of a better judge of where the pitchers are and you know, what can we expect for them in the, you know, first couple of weeks. So this kind of going to be a changing thing.
And you have to get a look at a lot of players, but getting their work in is kind of a big key, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, it's seeing a lot of different guys in a lot of different positions, because we have, you know, we have probably four or five infielders that we feel that we could move them, you know, between second, short, and third, and that they could handle it. So just getting them work and trying to finding where they're going to fit best inside of what's going to be best for our team is, you know, kind of what we've been doing.
And you're scrimmaging Tullahoma today, and then you will get some work there. And your season starts exactly when? I guess next week, isn't it?
Monday, yeah. We opened up with Cane Ridge at home on Monday.
And if you've never been to Laverne in terms of baseball parks, I think it's most underrated park that there is. You have a beautiful facility, concession stand area, and it's really fan friendly, I think.
You know, we're proud of it. The surface has in the last couple of years has really come along well. Playing surface wise, I feel like, you know, we're as good as anybody in the county. And, you know, that's a standard to hold up to, because there's some great baseball facilities high school-wise in this county. You know, we've a 20-year-old school. Of course, there's always things we'd love to update, but that fundraising and that money thing seems to get in the way sometimes. But we're trying to keep up with the rest of the district from that standpoint.
And speaking of keeping up with the rest of the district, we want to talk a little bit about that before we get to your team. Probably one of the tougher districts to play in. There's always a perennial somebody that has great pitching, and it looks like if I'm looking from who's returning, Riverdale looks pretty solid. I think Smyrna's kind of a sleeper as well in that in terms of pitching.
I don't think they're a sleeper. I think everybody knows they've got some arms over there in Smyrna. So I don't see them as a sleeper.
And they developed those arms last year, basically, didn't they? I mean, took a few lumps, but a lot of people forget they were in a lot of close games, especially toward the end of the year, and lost some tough ones, didn't they?
They did.
You've got a young squad, but you said, and you're going to have some interchangeable parts. Talk a little bit about your squad this year, and let's start with the pitching, and then we'll kind of go with the position players.
Well, the three pitchers that we probably feel the most comfortable with right now are Dustin Beals, Matt Lyons, and Chris Johnson. Chris Johnson's actually a freshman, so when you have a freshman pop up in the top three, I mean, that was a pleasant surprise. So, you know, we're going to have to see how he holds up, you know, under Triple-A pressure. But so far, I mean, he's risen to the challenge and been very aggressive and gone after hitters. So very pleased with a young guy coming in and, you know, being able to get in there. And then, you know, we've got three more guys, Christian Landrum, Gunnar Reynolds is also going to throw. We kind of see him right now tentatively kind of as the closer role. Dylan Gann. And those kind of right there are probably our top guys right now. But then we've got three or four more guys that very well, you know, could move into, you know, a spot start, definitely middle relief kind of guys. But that's kind of where we are, just trying to see where they are. And
there again, four scrimmages, and then you got to play. I guess they're going to have to do it in game and,
absolutely,
you know, under the war there.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot of on-the-job learning and adjusting as we go through that first week. We've got six regular season games in the first week, so you know there's going to be opportunities for people to throw in that first week for sure, you know, with it being the beginning. So there's nobody that's going to go out and throw a complete game. You know, guys are going to be on a pitch count, and so it's going to take multiple pitchers to get through a game. So pitching staff is with six games in the first week is definitely going to be tested.
Do you have a situation sometimes where a kid that maybe in a scrimmage or hadn't gotten a lot of work all of a sudden adapts to a role that you weren't anticipating during the course of a season, and they start to pick up more and more playing time in that regard?
Yes, I think that does happen. Is, you know, is we see guys that might be better as starters and guys that might be better out of the bullpen, and again, you know, we're still trying to find the difference, you know, between those guys. But I think that's something that definitely develops through the course of a season, you know, with more confidence, more success in the different roles. It, you know, the pieces of the puzzle start to try to come together. And, you know, that's what we're trying to do by the time we get to district play, is that we have an idea of kind of where we're going and what we're doing. And you know, right now we're still in search of all those pieces and, you know, and finding where everything fits and where, you know, where our players will do the best, you know, for the team success.
Dean Darnell joins us here, head coach of Laverne Wolverine Boys Baseball. Let's talk a little bit about your position players and some guys that some key guys that you're looking forward to and getting them some time this year.
Returning, and if we've got a lot of returning guys, because the last couple of years we've played a lot of young guys and taken some lumps. So you know, one of the things I told them this year, guys, we're not so young anymore. So you know, we're wanting to get things turned around the right direction. We behind the plate, we have two sophomores, and they, as freshmen, played a lot of baseball as freshmen on the varsity level, Mario Diaz and Sebastian Lynn. And I just talked with them this week. It's kind of see them both as our starting catchers, that we feel comfortable with either one of them in the game. They can handle the pitching staff. You know, both block, receive pretty well. And, you know, the great thing about it is they're young, and I feel that both of them have a lot of upside to get better. So, you know, very fortunate and blessed to have two young, good catchers, quality catchers that we're going with there. Third base, Gunnar Reynolds is probably going to be our guy, and Matt Lyons at shortstop. Second base, Christian Landrum and Stefan Norman are still battling it out. Both are a junior and a senior, and just both of them do everything in the world you could ask a player to do. Hard nose, always hustling, so it's going to be interesting to see who kind of wins that battle. And same thing at first base. We have two juniors, Van Johnson and Shane Dial, who are still battling it out to see who's going to get that starting position, and you know, only time will tell with that. And very well at first and second, it kind of could be you know, could be going with who's hot at that moment for the week. And our outfield, Dustin Beals is our center fielder. He's been our staple there since his freshman year, so he's pretty much going to take care of the center field position. And our corner guys in the outfield, Christian Ackland and Sadell Rowland, and then we also have Stefan Norman and Christian Landrum could also play some outfield, as well as Kyle Taylor. So we have got a lot of different formulas, all depending on who is on the mound, because with a lot of our pitchers are position players, so the mound kind of dictates the construct of the lineup and the positioning defensively as well.
Well, they say you need to be strong up the middle, and it looks like you're pretty solid with the catcher and the center fielder and the shortstop, and that's kind of a nice problem to have, isn't it? Especially defensively, and then trying to help those pitchers.
Right. Yeah. We hope that Matt Lyons and our young catchers Mario and Sebastian and Dustin, we definitely feel confident with them in the middle of the field.
Dean, we want to talk a little bit. We're going to try to, I think, get a game, a Laverne Smyrna game in this year on our schedule. And we talked about Smyrna and their pitching and Riverdale being strong. But it really, if a surprise comes, one pitcher can make a huge difference, can it, in a team season. Take, for instance, don't want to put too much pressure on a freshman, but if, say, for Chris Johnson comes in, gives you solid innings, that is a huge benefit,
so
isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolute plus, because it wasn't anything that we were necessarily counting on. I mean, for a freshman to come in and give you quality innings in any aspect is, at the Triple-A level, it doesn't happen that often. And, we feel like he's going to have a chance to do that for us. Now, we'll have to see how it goes as the season, progresses, but we've been very pleased with what he's done thus far.
I noticed you mentioned the fact that, guys, we're not young anymore. I think you feel that this is the year that they need to break out and actually, prove to people that they're here to stay in LeBron
right.
baseball and put them on the map a little.
Right. I totally agree with that. That's what I've told our guys, that this is the year that we need to get things going, that we've taken our lumps the last couple of years and had a lot of learning, and we still got a lot of learning to do, but feel like that we've got a chance to make a little bit of noise in the district this year.
Well, it starts up and then it just doesn't end, does it? It just keeps going every day for about a month, doesn't it? Month and a half.
It is. I call it the March and April glaze when I walk into school every morning, just because of the time and everything that's going on. But that's just. It comes with the territory. It's a high school baseball coach.
It's really an exciting time. I think fans that don't get out and go to a high school baseball game or a softball game really miss out, because it's really a fun atmosphere and everybody has a good time and the weather gets nice and school's about to get out and that kind of thing. And it's just a relaxing time, but not for you baseball coaches.
Absolutely not. It's great to come out and watch it, but when you're in the middle of it, it can get intense and staying focused and spring break's just around the corner, and that's always tough because the players, they just start staying up later, sleeping later, trying to keep them in a routine and focus during that week can be difficult sometimes.
I think they need to have the time change I don't think they even ought to change the time for baseball. I think they ought to just keep that daylight saving time just like it is, and you can get some more practice in, earlier in the year.
Yeah, more daylight. I wish they would change the time the first week of practice.
There you go.
February 13th would have been a great time to change the time.
That's true. Dean Darnell, our guest here, and good luck to you this week, especially. You got a lot of games this week, and good luck the rest of the season. And thanks for coming in. I know you got a busy schedule.
Thank you very much.
All right. Dean Darnell, head coach of the baseball of Laverne Wolverines, and good luck to them. And he's got those youngsters going to come around this year and play some good baseball for Laverne.